paragraph Chaf. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to another issue. V'ze b'chinas Moshe Yosef David shekulam b'china achas. Based on everything we're learning about, we can tie it into the concept of three very great tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, Dovra Melech, who are all one in a certain sense. Ki shloshton nistalku b'shabbos b'mincha beis raiva deraivim. All three of them passed away on Shabbos at mincha time, at the time when there is the greatest level of desire from Hashem to the Jewish people and from the Jews to Hashem. As the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Truma, Shehu b'chinas shleimus hatfila. That time, Shabbos mincha time, represents perfection of tfila. B'chinas, as we say, Va'ani sefilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzlein. I present my tefillah to you, Hashem, at the most opportune time. That's Shabbos Mincha. Ki Moshe hu ha-Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Torah, as we mentioned earlier. V'David hu ha-Tefillah. David HaMelech represents tefillah, as we learned earlier. He gave us the Sefer Tehillim. V'Yosef hu b'chinas ha-Tzadik yesod olam. Yosef represents the Tzadik. That's what he's called in the Torah. B'chinas Tzadik Chai Almin. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Tzadik is the one who gives life to all the worlds. Chai Berchon Detzloisa, which is connected to the 18 blessings of Tefillah, of Shmon Esrei. Shehu ha-Bechino ha-Mechaber Shnehem Moshe v'David. Yosef is the Tzadik who unites Moshe and David, Torah and Tefillah. Dahainu, Sheyosef hu abchino hamamsheches haTorah letoich haTefillah. Yosef is the concept of bringing Torah into Tefillah. Shemevius haTorah mebchinas Moshe lebchinas David. Last is menu Tefillah. He takes the Torah from the category called Moshe and brings it to David to make from Torah Tefillah. V'alkein Moshe Yosef David begematria Tefillah. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us this is why these three tzaddikim, their names, Moshe, which is 345, Yosef, which is 156, and David, which is 14, together their three names make up the gematria of the word tefillah. Kidaiko shloshton heim b'chinas shleimus ha-tefillah, because it's specifically the combination of the three of these that represents perfection of tefillah. Ki ikar shleimus ha-tefillah betachlis hu kishe'oisin mitoyra tefillah. Because the main perfection of tefillah, to the highest degree, is when we're zeicher to make toyra into tefillah. Sheze nase al yidei shloisho ha-tzadik mo'ela. This is accomplished through these three tzadikim. V'alkein nistalku b'shas tachlis shleimus aliyas ha-tefillah. And this is why these three tzadikim passed away at the ultimate time for prayer, which is Shabbos mincha time. That's why we say that pasuk when they're taking out the Torah, Shabbos Mincha, that this is the Eis Rotzlein. And this is why the pasuk concludes there, v'zehu aneini be'emes yishecha. Help me with your true salvation. Emes ze b'chinas ha-Torah. Emes is the Torah. B'chinas Torah semes. There are psukim that say that the Torah is called Emes. Hainu al yedei ho emes she'eske lasis mi Torah tefillah. By bringing emes into the equation, emes which is Torah, by being zechet to bring emes into my tefillah, al yedei ze bevadai ta'aneini v'yeli Yeshua. Through that, Hashem will definitely answer me, and I'll be zechet to have my salvation. Bechinas aneini be'emes yishecho. That if I'll be zecher to attach emes, Torah, to my tefillah, then I'll be zecher to the true Yeshua, the true salvation. V'zehu, and this is also the meaning behind the pasuk in the song that the Jews sang at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ozi v'zimros ko v'ayhili v'yeshua. Ozi zebechinas ha-Torah. Ozi refers to the Torah. Oz means strength. Bechinas Hashem oiz l'amo yitein. As the pasuk says, Hashem gives strength to the Jewish people. And we know that there it refers to the Torah. V'zimras ko, and the song of Hashem, ze b'chinas tefila. That refers to tefila. Haynu, kishe'ezke lechaber, toiru tefila. When I'm zeche to unite, toira and tefila, dahaynu la'ases mea toira tefila, oz bevadai vahi l'shua. When I'm zeche to make toira into tefila, then I'll definitely be zeche to the salvation, to the Yeshua that I need. Ki bevadai yieli Yeshua shlema. I'll definitely be zeche to get the complete Yeshua. V'ze b'chinas ha'shiva royim ha'nichnosim b'sukkah me'avram ha'dovid. Now we could also tie this into the seven shepherds, the seven tzaddikim who come into the sukkah with us during the 7 days, from Avram Avinu till Dovid HaMelech. Hakoyel b'shvil b'chinazois, and all of it is for this purpose that we're speaking about here. Ki ha'ascholo mitfila v'hasoifu tfila. The beginning is tfila and the end is tfila. Ki avoida so ovois hischila mitfila. Because the service of Hashem, of the forefathers, began with tefillah. Ki adayin lo hayo shum Torah, because the Torah had not yet been given. V'al kein Avraham tikein shachris. This is why the Gemara tells us Avraham Avinu instituted the tefillah of shachris. Because that's what they were involved in most at the time, tefillah. Aval adayin lo hayo betachlis hashleimus, machmash adayin lo nitna Torah, lasis min tefillah. But even though he gave us shachris, it wasn't perfect yet, because we had not yet received the Torah. We weren't in a position yet to make from Torah tefillah. U'moshe v'aharon heim ha-Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they represent the Torah. V'yosef hu ha-mevi ha-Torah l'b'chinas David. La'asis min ha-tefillah lo'hilat ma'asim tefillah. Yosef is the tzaddik who takes the Torah and brings it to tefillah, in order to be able to generate good deeds. He takes the Torah and davens to Hashem with it, begging Hashem to help him fulfill the Torah and everything, and that's how he gets to perform good deeds. Ki ikar toldoi seyen shel tzadikim maisim toivim. Because the Gemara tells us the main offspring of tzadikim are their good deeds. V'oz nishlam kavonas habriya bishleimus. And then we complete the purpose for which Hashem created the world. V'alkein kol elu ha-shivaroyim nichnosim b'sukkah, and this is why all seven shepherds come into the sukkah with us, ki b'sukkas oiskam bozekanal, because as we learned earlier, on the holiday of sukkas, we're involved in this avodah of making from Torah tefillah. Paragraph Chaf Aleph. V'ze b'chinas tzilso meruba mechamsa. Now we can understand why one of the most important rules about a sukkah is that there has to be more shade than sunlight coming into the sukkah. When you make your schach, you're supposed to leave some spaces, a little bit of space in between the schach, so that you can see the stars at night, etc. But it's very, very important that there be more covered area than uncovered area. More shade than sun. Ki ba'sukkah mo'erov hatzel v'chama, because in the sukkah both of these are found there, shade and sun. Shehim b'chinas toira u'tfila, which represent toira and tfila. We know that toira is always a concept of light, the light of the sun. Ki ner mitzvah v'toira oir, the Torah is referred to as light. Tfila is referred to as the shade because it doesn't have that much light. Tfila is simple, without big chachmas. So Rav Nosson says, "Aval hatzel tzorach shiye meruba." But between the two, which has to be more? More Torah or more tefillah? Rav Nosson says there has to be more tefillah, more emphasis on the tefillah. Shehi bechinas yira. Tefillah is synonymous with yira, as we learned earlier. Bechinas reishis chachma yiras Hashem, as the pasuk says, before chachma, preceding chachma, more important than chachma is yiras Hashem. Bechinas Maisov Meruben Mechachmosai. As the Mishnah says, a Jew who's a good Jew, a Jew whose actions exceed his knowledge. His good deeds are more than his knowledge. Ki tefillah kazois hi bechinas maisa. Because that kind of tefillah, when a person is davening to be zecher to fulfill the Torah, his tefillah is action. He's davening for action. וזה בחינס, this is what the pasuk means when it says, "Vahoyo yoim echad yivod al Hashem, lo yoim v'lo laila." There's going to come one special day, which Hashem knows, with it, where it'll be not day and not night. Ki tefila kozois hi lamala me'azman, because this kind of tefila is above the concept of time. Because it's not day and it's not night. It's not Torah and it's not tefillah. It's the combination. It's that great combination, hydrogen and oxygen, which make water, which make, you know, life, mamish. That's Torah and tefillah. For oz yiskayim, mashe kosav achrav, and then will be fulfilled what says afterwards, V'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol horetz, b'yom ahu yi Hashem echad ushmei echad. That Hashem will be recognized as king by all of mankind.